Great to be joined by Scott Hibbetts now, baseball coach for Farmington High. We're going to talk a little hardball right here. And coach, I was just talking to you a little bit about your roster and the guys coming back. And you actually do have quite a few guys that got varsity experience last year.
Yes, last year we had a young team. And so I think with all that experience that those young guys had last year, should benefit us this year.
What do you think the strength of the team is going to be this year?
Well, hopefully it's going to be our pitching, and you know, we've got a lot of kids that we're looking at throwing right now from our seniors, Jason Mattingly and Noah Ballou, right on down to sophomores, Jacob Jarvis and Kale Krause, Max McKinney, juniors, let me think, Owen Tripp, Zach Grimes, another sophomore, Clayton Redmond. I mean, we've got – I told the kids this, from top to bottom, probably one of the most talented bunches that we've had in a while. Could be. And yeah, we all know what that means.
Sure. But you were telling me there'll be a good battle for the top of the staff, but what really nice is what it sounds like is that it's a really deep staff.
We could have, yes. We got some quite a few arms, sophomore-wise. So that's great to look at. You know, still going to rely on the older, experienced guys to eat up most of the innings there. You know, if we can just make the routine plays and get our bats started, you know, usually early on, bats are a little slow. And, you know, I tell the kids not to panic because they'll come around. But with our limited time of getting outside and so forth, you know, if we can just make the basic plays early and get that confidence, I'm really excited about this year.
Are there some guys that have come in and really kind of, not in a cocky way, but have claimed their position? Like, hey, this guy's definitely going to be in this spot?
Well, it's a good mix with our older group, with our seniors and our juniors, with the combination of those guys and the experience that they have, it's kind of a shared leadership role amongst those seniors and juniors. So those are the guys that I'm counting on. Yeah. There hasn't been really any surprises as far as, you know, somebody emerging here or there. I tell you, what's scaring me right now is not the kids stepping up, it's the flu taking some of my kids out.
Sure.
And that's really been a that's becoming a concern, to be honest.
So with all these guys that are going to be on the mound, who's going to be back there catching them?
Well, Chad's going to probably get the nod. It looks that way. Chad's always good. He's been back there, but this will be, I guess, going on 3 years now. But we're probably going to rely on him not only behind the plate but also on the mound. So you'll see him. That'll be a little different role for him this year back there. And then after that, we're probably looking at a couple sophomores that will help spill him.
Who's shown a really reliable glove for you in the field?
Well, you know, with our limited time outside, it's I'd probably just leave that open right now with the tough infield. But the guys that I'm relying on are having good infields, from my junior infielders, you know, Grant Higginbotham, and my senior, Hunter Pierce. Another junior is Tyler Hampton. Owen Tripp's playing outfield and infield. Colton Wilkerson's fighting for that job over there. Jason Mattingly's fighting over at first with Owen and Colton to see time at first, which is something a little different for Jason. So, you know, there's been a couple of those guys that have come to me and said, hey, can I do this? Can I do that? And I'm like, well, sure you can do that. You know, you got to give it a shot. So we'll see how it shakes out.
How about the offensive side? I mean, bats are something that I know the guys improve, but that you can say, hey, this guy swung a good bat last year. We expect big things out of him.
Well, Noah led us last year. Noah Ballou led us last year in hitting. And of course, I'm looking for him to continue that. Chad had a little down year. He'd admit it if you ask him. I think that, you know, he's ready to come back. These guys, I tell you, Chad, they put the time in the weight room. People, when they come out, they're going to see that their bodies have changed, and I hope that they get the reward on the field that they deserve, because – most, if not all, the kids are putting their time in the off season.
I really want people to come out too, because I think that you guys usually field a good competitive team, but I think Wilson Rozier is one of the high school gems in the state. I really do.
Well, it's always nice to play at what we would consider an historical site around the area. You know, it hasn't. It's changed a little bit in the 35 plus years that I've known about Wilson Rozier and been associated with it. The park department and our maintenance staff they always do a great job of getting it ready for us. And all we need is a little help from Mother Nature, and it should be ready to go. Good come deal. Next March 15th.
Yeah, that's right.
How do you see the MAAA? Who's going to be tough this year?
It's going. Like every year, it's a battle. I think you can toss a coin, you know. We didn't do what we needed to do last year. And, again, I attribute that to throwing some kids into the fire to get them that experience. The staff, my coaching staff, we went into the season knowing that you know, we're going to take some lumps. We lost 9 games by 3 runs or less.
Mm. And that's half of the lot, 7-18. That's half the losses that could have gone either way.
You take half of those, mm-hmm. and you're 500. And with our schedule, you know, I mean, we played Oakville to 1 run. We played the Patriots to a couple runs. You know, it's just little things, and that's why I keep telling them. You know, I think this year we fear no one.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like with the experience, the close games, it sounds like you can turn that around this year.
I'm anticipating that happening with the work ethic of the kids. Shouldn't be a problem.
Have a great year.
Thank you, Chad.
You betcha. Scott Hibbetts joining us on Regional Radio. Talk a little Farmington baseball.